Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹, 下午好。
My name is Dana Condon.
我的名字叫 Condon.
Condon Dijon.
Brother Condon.
I come from New York.
我从纽约来。
I've been asked to share this afternoon, and Lord willing, tomorrow afternoon, on this matter of pursuing the eternal purpose of God.
这次大会让我在今天下午跟明天下午两个机会里面来交通如何来追求神永远的旨意。
We want to turn to two passages as we begin to speak this afternoon.
我们一起来读两处的圣经。
Ephesians chapter 3, where we find this phrase, eternal purpose.
我们先看是第三章以弗所书有这一个词汇。 这个永远的旨意。
We want to read verses 8 through 13.
我们要从第八节念到第十三节。
To me, the very least of all the saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐给我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。So
that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places.
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神在万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him. Therefore I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are your glory.
我们因信耶稣就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑地来到神面前。 所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。And
then we want to turn to Hebrews in chapter 3.
我们再来看希伯来书的第三章。To
the passage in which we find as long as it is called today.
就是这次的主题讲到趁着还有今天。We
will just read verses 12 through 15.
我们要从第三章的十二节念到十五节。
Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today.
总要趁着还有今天，天天彼此相劝。
So that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
免得你们中间有人被罪恶迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm unto the end, while it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoke.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可应着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we come to thee in this afternoon session in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
天父，我们奉你儿子耶稣基督的尊名，今天下午聚集在你的脚前。
We praise and thank you for the richness of fellowship and the word this week.
我们感谢赞美你，为着这个礼拜，你让我们在这里有这样丰富的交通。
We are filled full with the truth of God.
我们被你自己的真理，神的真理来充满我们。
How can we take in more?
我们怎么能够还有度量继续的接受呢？
But when we sense the presence of Jesus, our hunger is aroused again.
但是当我们感到你自己的亲自同在的时候，我们里面的饥渴又再次被激起来。
And so we press in by faith to this word of exhortation before us.
因此我们凭着信心，我们再一次来到你自己的面前，支取我们所需要的。
We need your strength.
我们需要你的能力。
Spirit, soul, and body.
我们的身心灵都需要你自己。
To speak, to translate, to receive in our hearts the word from heaven.
能够凭着信心说，凭着信心翻译，也凭着信心来听。
We cast ourselves upon you, O Lord.
我们把我们自己完全投在你自己的手中。
You are our confidence and our hope.
你是我们的信心，也是我们的盼望。
And we pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Eternal purpose today.
神永远的旨意在今天。
As Christians, we live in two time frames. Eternity, today.
你在这里就看到我们基督徒是活在两个时间的框架里头，一面你看到永远，又另一面你看到今天。
And the word says, as long as it is called today.
那刚刚我们读的圣经节说到，趁着还有今天。
Because soon, today will be swallowed up in eternity.
因为过了不久，这个今天就会被永远吞掉。
As long as it is called today is referring to the time right at the evening of today.
那么在这段经文里面讲到趁着今日，这个今日的含义乃是说我们是今天现在已经在这个永远的边缘上了。
Are you living today?
你活在今天吗？
Now I know your body is here, but are you here?
我知道你的身体在这里今天，但是你这个人在这里吗？
Today, if you will hear his voice.
这里说，今天如果你听见他的声音。
So today, some will hear his voice, but for others, they're thinking about yesterday or tomorrow.
那么就是告诉我们，虽然我们在这里听见今天，意思是说，我们有的人是活在昨天，也有人在想明天。
And we want to understand how eternity can come into today.
那我们现在就要想，怎么样那个永远跟今天结合在一起。
Because you know, as Christians, we live in eternity as well as today.
一个基督徒，他一面是活在永世的里头，也同时又活在今天的里面。
Now you see in Ephesians this phrase, eternal purpose.
刚刚我们读的以弗所书的第三章里面有这个词汇，中文圣经里面没有，英文有这个叫做永远的旨意。
Now do you know what that means?
什么意思啊？
God has an eternal plan.
神有一个永远的计划。
God is eternal.
因为神是永远的神。
Before ever there was creation or ever there was man, he already had a plan.
在什么都没有被造以前，他已经先有了一个计划。
This plan was devised before the foundation of the world.
这个计划是在创世以前就已经在神的智慧里面把它安排出来的。
It is unstoppable.
这个没有任何人可以拦阻。
It is undeniable.
也没有任何人可以否认。
And it is not subject to today.
它也不受今天的限制。
It's an eternal plan.
因为这是一个永远的计划。
What is at the heart of this eternal plan?
在这个永远的计划里面的中心是什么？
If you look there in Ephesians 3 and verse 11,
如果你注意第三章的第十一节,
we see and this phrase eternal purpose,
在这一节里面有英文有这个永远的旨意这个词汇。
But we also see what's at the heart of the eternal purpose.
而在这一节里面同时也告诉我们这个旨意的中心点是什么。
Because it says, this was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这里说到神从万事以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
He not only had a purpose, an eternal purpose.
他不但有一个永远的旨意。
But he already had in mind the one who would fulfill that purpose.
而且这个旨意是谁来把它完成呢?
It was purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那个这个完成者就是耶稣基督,我们的主。
What was the plan?
那这个计划是什么呢?
God wants to glorify his son forever.
父神要荣耀他的儿子直到永远。
Make him the center of all things.
让他成为整个神的计划的中心点。
Make all things subject under him.
所有受造之物都来臣服于他。
This was the heart of our Father's eternal plan.
这个就是天父他永远旨意的核心。
But it has another side.
同时又有另一个面。
Because God is a God of love.
因为我们的神是神是爱
and he wants his son forever to have fellowship and love with many sons in glory.
他愿意看见他所爱的爱子能够与其他许多的儿子们有一个紧密的交通。
His infinite love,
神那一个无限的爱
poured out on an infinite son.
倾倒在这一个无限的儿子。
Sons loving the Son and the Son of God loving these sons.
这个神的儿子爱着许多的众子，然后父神也爱这些众子。
What a wonderful plan.
这是何等奇妙的一个旨意。
So who needs today?
那谁需要今天呢?
It's already done.
这个不是老早神就完成了。
The plan is undeniable.
这个计划是没人可以否认的。
Up in heaven, they're already saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord, our God, and of his Christ.
因为你在圣经里面看见已经宣告在天上已经宣告这个全民国度永远都是他的。
Now, with this eternal plan in mind, why wait for today?
那么有了这个永远的旨意，那神为什么还要等今天呢？
Because it's in today that the manifold wisdom of God is displayed.
因为神要在今天来让神百般的智慧可以被彰显出来。
In the heavenlies, the powers and authorities are wondering.
在那个看不见的世界，所有的掌权的、管辖万有或者许多的这些众天使们，他们在那里惊奇。
There's a great mystery.
一个奥秘。
How can God ever make those rebels into lovers?
他们就是想不通这些背叛的人，神怎么能够改变他们成为神所爱的对象呢？
How can those fickle people on earth ever become steadfast in their love for God?
那些善变的人群怎么有一天能够成为在神的爱中能够忠实不变的爱呢?
Now, how can this flawed and fallen man ever be glorified sons?
这些充满罪恶被罪所捆绑的这些罪人怎么能够有一天被神改变成为他的儿子的配偶呢?
How up in the heavens they're all fluttering their wings and waiting to see.
所以这些天使们张着翅膀都在等待这个谜怎么样解开。
Meanwhile, here we are in today.
现在我们活在今天。
Today is actually a time frame of the kingdom.
今天是在这个时段，这个国度这个时段里头。
It's when we live in today under the king that we truly live.
乃是在这一个国度的里头，我们活在这个王，这个国度的王的权下。
But when we look at today,
当我们看今天的时候
，When we look at the exhortation of Hebrews，
那我们刚刚读的这个希伯来书的鼓励的话语
，Today seems very iffy。
这个话语里头，你看的是充满变数的。
Today, if you will hear my voice，
就是说，趁着今天，如果你们听从我的话
，Today, don't be deceived by sin。
今天。你们不要被罪所迷惑。
Today, don't let your heart get hard.
今天，你不要让你的心变成钢硬。
Today, hold fast.
今天，你要坚持到底。
Today, enter in.
今天，你要进入。
And even more, as we hear, as long as it is called the day, we realize how short.Is this iffy time?
那么另外就有这句话，趁着还有今天，这就告诉我们这个今天是非常不肯定的。
This iffy time must give God a real headache, huh?
好像这个会不确定的今天给神很多的头痛。
What can he do with such iffy people?
因为这批人是这么善变。
What will he do in these last moments?
在这一个最后的时段，神在这一批善变的人身上能做什么呢
？Now, where do we live today?
今天我们在哪里活着
？Do you realize that God has this great eternal purpose?
你知不知道神有一个永远的旨意呢
？Do you realize we're living at the end of today as long as it is called today?
你知不知道今天我们活在这个所谓今天的最后的一刻了
？Do you really know that？
你真的了解这个秘密吗
？If you do，
如果你知道
，then it means you and I are stuck。
你如果真的知道，你就卡在那里。
We're stuck between today and eternity。
我们就刚刚好卡在今天与永远这个中间。
The reference in Hebrews chapter 3 is to the children of Israel stuck at Kadesh Barnea.
刚刚我们读的这一段希伯来书，它引用的上下文的经文是指着那一天以色列的民要进迦南之前卡在那个应许之地的门口。
Now,They were out of Egypt, but they weren't in the promised land.
一面他们是从埃及已经出来了，但是他们进不去那个应许之地。
They were stuck.
他们卡在那里。
If they looked across the river, they could see a little bit of the promised land.
如果他们眼光放远一点，看在约旦河的那一边，好像他们能看到一点应许之地的影子。
And the spies brought back one day some wonderful grapes for breakfast.
那他们派去的十二个探子把那个应许之地的好吃的葡萄带回来，他们早做了早餐。
But as they stood by the river,
但是他们还是站在这个河边。
God said, "Today, if you hear my voice, enter in."
神就鼓励他们说。如果今天你们听见我的声音，那你们就勇敢地向前进。
But they stood by the river.
但他们还站在河边。
No, we can't go in.
他们说我们不能去啊。
There's giants.
那里有巨人啊。
We're just little cockroaches. No, what's the word? We're little things.
我们比起那个巨人，我们像蚱蜢啊。
We can't go.
我们不能去的。
And then God said, "Time's up."
神就说，好，时间到了。
You will never enter my rest.
永远不能进入我的安息。
And they missed today.
所以这一群人就把今天错过了。
Now some of you look surprised by what I just said.
你可能对我刚刚所讲的故事很诧异。
If you turn to Hebrews 4 and verse 1, the writer makes the spiritual application about this matter of today.
那么你如果往下读到第四章的时候，你就会发现这个今天有它的属灵的教训。
Therefore, let us fear, lest while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they, but the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
第一节开始，我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
They missed today.
他们错过了今天。
But did they miss it?
他们错过了吗？
No, for 40 years they lived in as long as it is called today.
他们又搞了40年，还趁着还有今日，搞了40年。
Until they heard the word again, and 40 years later, a new generation entered the promised land.
他们这第一代的人40年过去了以后，一直等到第二代的人起来了，神再说进去。
When you're standing and you're stuck by the river,
当你站在河边，你被卡在那里，进退两难。
How does God react?
神怎么反应呢？
He speaks his prophetic word.
神就说了个预言。
He gives you a vision of himself.
他让你有一个认识他的意象。
Now, we have had some wonderful messages already this week by our different brothers.
我们过去的几天有不同的弟兄们已经把神的信息奇妙地传达给我们。
Now, I don't know if you realize this, but all of these moments in the Bible, when a vision came to his people, they were stuck.
你如果读圣经里面，每一次讲到有一个异象临到神的百姓，你就会神的仆人，你就会发现那一代的人就被那个异象所卡住了。
Isaiah was stuck without a king.
在以赛亚要看预这个异象之前，他因为那个王死了，所以他被那个恶讯卡在那里。
What am I going to do now?
怎么办
？No king. This kingdom is no good without a good king.
王死了，一个好的王死了，我们以后的前途渺茫。
What am I going to do?
我要做什么呢？
Isaiah was stuck.
以赛亚就卡在那里。
Till he looked up.
直到他的头抬起来看上面。
You remember, there's a tremendous revelation that came to the young prophet Zechariah with the remnant.
那你又看到那一个年轻的撒加利亚这个神的先知。
You remember that vision he saw of the lampstand.
他也看到一个金灯台的意象。
The children of Israel were stuck.
那个时候以色列人被当时的灾难卡住了。
The remnant was stuck.
这些渔民卡在那里。
They came back from Babylon to Jerusalem. Hooray!
他们这一批少数的渔民从被掳之地巴比伦回来，很高兴。
They built the altar, hooray!
他们建了祭坛，很高兴。
They built the foundation, double hooray!
然后建了这个圣殿的根基，更高兴。
Then the enemy said, stop! And they stopped. Uh-oh!
但是仇敌却来干扰他们，不准他们建，所以他们卡在那里。
Now they're stuck halfway home.
他们卡在半途。
They can't go back, they can't go forward.
进退两难。
The Lord showed up.
神这个时候就向他们显现。
There's no greater part of the history of the children of God than the children of Israel who were stuck at the time that Jesus came.
那你看到主耶稣来的那一段时间，在整个犹太人的历史里头，那他们是 被卡的最长的一段时间。
Did you ever see the people of God so stuck?
你有没有看见过神的选民有这么悲惨卡在那里没有路走？
They had all the outward forms, but none of the reality.
虽然他们有外表的宗教的仪式传统，但是没有内容。
They had a kingdom, but it was actually a province of Roman Empire.
他们是有一个好像的一个国度，但是他们其实是罗马人的殖民地。
They had King Herod, but he was no tribe of Judah. He wasn't even a true king.
虽然他们表面看起来有一个希律王，但是他根本就不是犹太人。
They had the house of God, but it had become a den of thieves.
他们表面还可以看到有一个伟大的圣殿，但是耶稣说这个地方是强盗窝。
They were stuck.
他们完全卡在那里。
There were some people.Awaiting the consolation of Israel, waiting for the Messiah to come. It was their only hope until Jesus came.
这些被卡住的犹太人在那里等候神在旧约中曾经应许的那个安慰者来到，可是等了好多年没有，直到耶稣出现。
And then we heard about the revelation in the last book of the Bible.
然后我们读到启示录最后一本书。
The churches were stuck.
你看到七个教会卡在那里。
And John was stuck.
约翰也卡在岛上。
He was on the Isle of Patmos.
巴摩海岛上。
What could he do?
好像一筹莫展，什么也不能做。
All of his other dear brethren who were his fellow workers as apostles had all been martyred.
他所有当时跟他一起长大、一起侍奉的这些同工们、这些使徒们全都殉道了。
And there were the churches stuck.
那当时在地上的教会也卡在那里。
Declining in love, declining in light.
他们的爱心，起初的爱心没有了，他们的亮光也慢慢暗淡了。
Now my point is this. I'm trying to be practical today, so I'll make a simple point.
我的要讲的点是什么？我要让它非常简单化。
If we presently realize we're living in this time frame as long as it is called today, I'm suggesting you and I are stuck.
我要讲的第一个重点就是说，今天我们这个题目，趁着还有今天，我们这一帮人还活在这一个不上不下、不左不右卡在那里的光景。
I don't know if you're willing to admit it.
但是问题是你承不承认，你了不了解。
Nobody likes to be stuck.
我们没有人喜欢被套牢。
When you know when the fly gets stuck on the fly paper. Anybody know here what fly paper is?
你们知道那个苍蝇纸，那个苍蝇粘在纸上，飞也飞不起来。
When the fly is stuck on the fly paper, he works a lot harder. Nothing is happening.
这个被卡在苍蝇纸上的苍蝇是拼老命飞，但是。动都不动。
Well, here we are at WCCC. Stuck.
我们这么多人来参加西岸特会，我们卡在这里。
How many of you, I just want to see, have been to more than 20 WCCCs? Raise your hand.
我们中间有多少人参加过至少二十次以上的，请举手。
More than 20.
二十次以上。
Only two people?
只有两个。这前面还有。
Right.
Everybody at the front.
坐在前排的。
How many of you are here for the first time?
第一次的举手。
So maybe you're not stuck at WCCC.
所以你们没被卡在这里。
But for those of you who have been buzzing around for years, like myself, I came here first time 1986.
我第一次参加西岸特会是1986年。
Now, back in those days, they threw me in with the young people and see, like Daniel in the lion den, see if I come out alive.
那早年的时候，他们把我跟青年人放在一起，看他们看我能不能够在这些狮子群中能够活过来。
But my first time I came to WCCC, I didn't know a lot of these things we have been talking about.
我第一次来参加的时候，我对整个西岸特会所讲的信息有很多我自己都还不是很明白。
Probably most of you know, I began in my early days as a pastor of a denominational church.
可能在座有一些人知道我早年是一个宗派的训练出来的牧师。
Now I preach the gospel and I taught the word.
我热心传福音，我热心传道。
But I had never been taken to Eternal Purpose Mountain.
但是从来没有人把我带上过这一座神永远旨意的山。
I didn't know Vision Mountain.
我不知道这个意象山。
I didn't know the Christ Mountain.
我也不认识那基督的山。
Never been to Parousia Mountain.
也从来没有去过这个主再来的山。
Ah, WCCC, we've been sojourning around these mountains for years.
因为我们这一个特会呢，在过去的这么多年，就在这一些山中间飘来又飘去。
But the first time I came, I had never seen such wonderful things before.
我记得第一次来到这个特会中，许多奇妙的事情发生。
So for those of you circling these mountains for the first time,
那在座有许多人这次是第一次来到这群山之中。
May the Lord give you the blessing of opening your eyes to see these wondrous things.
我的祷告乃是说，求神开我们的眼睛，能够看见神要我们看见。
Now these things are wonderful to see.
这些启示是奇妙，应该看见的。
But these matters, eternal purpose, vision.
不管我们讲神永远的旨意，或者讲意象。
Sometimes we gain more and more knowledge about them, but we see it less and less.
我们有一个危机，乃是我们听到很多这一些词汇的知识，但是我们自己本人好像越看就越不清楚了。
Maybe we have been sojourning around these mountains long enough.
我们好像觉得如果我们在这些群山之中绕得够久的话。
You know, God said to Moses, you've been circling this mountain long enough. Let's go, let's go.
神当年对摩西说，你在西乃山已经待得够久了，往前走吧。
Sometimes we get stuck.
但是我们常常就卡在这个山脚下。
And instead of becoming teachers of these things, we have need to hear it one more time again.
照理你应该成为一个老师了，但是好像你还需要再去听一次。
Knowledge has a funny way of blinding us to the reality of what we know.
死的知识常常成为我们看不见的那个障眼。
Well, now maybe WCCC has nothing to do with it, but maybe you're one of God's servants and you're stuck.
你也可能是一个侍奉主的工人，但是你觉得你的服事也被套牢了。
Sometimes I picture myself as one of God's servants.
我有时候常常回想我是神的仆人。
And the picture is of that donkey that the Lord sat upon when he went down into Jerusalem.
那个图画就好像我是那个主耶稣进耶路撒冷城的那一只小驴驹。
You know, that donkey led a pretty lousy life.
那只小驴驹呢，一辈子蛮辛苦的。
He knew he was a beast of burden.
他是一个，他知道他这一辈子就是扛货的。
But he was tied for all of his life to some doorpost.
那他一辈子就被绑在那个门柱边上。
There's nothing more miserable.Than being a servant of God and tied to the doorpost of your church.
那就是神的，就好像一个神的仆人被绑在一个教会，在那边做一个小驴驹而已。
And a servant of God can get stuck.
因为神的仆人也可以绑在那里的。
He's got nothing more to say from God, so now he speaks from his file notes.
因为他该讲的道都讲光了，他只能去抽屉里面抽几篇来讲讲。
Now, I'm always impressed when somebody speaks from their iPad, but I always wonder if things are going stale.
我很羡慕今天有些人用这个最新的这些iPad, 那但是你工具很新，信息很老。
Are we speaking the Lord's word or our words?
到底我们是讲神的话语呢，还是讲我们自己的话语？
And some of us have taken the saints just as far as we can go. We don't know what else to do.
因为我们自己看不见，我们只能瞎子领瞎子。
Are you stuck? Servant of God, are you willing to admit that?
神的仆人们，你有没有承认这些年你也卡在那里？
Well, I needn't go into the matter of our personal Christian lives. They get stuck, don't they?
我们每一个基督徒在我们个人追求主的这条路上，信主这么多年，我们是不是也被卡住了呢？
That devotional life that's dry as dust.
早上的晨更枯燥无味。
Feeling we're prisoners of circumstance.
你是这个环境的囚犯。
Spiritual condition in intensive care unit.
我们属灵的光景其实是在急诊室。
Many Christians hide the fact that they feel that their life is a personal spiritual disaster. They just don't know what else to do.
我们很多的时候，一些基督徒，我们自己在一个危机的里面，但是又不敢承认。
They followed one leader who says, stand on your head. Went with other leaders who said, yell as loud as you can. Went with other people who said, sing cool music with rock and roll background. But still, something's not right.
今天听了传道人讲，你要用头，站在你的头上，你就跟着他跑。明天又听到一个传道人说，你要唱这种音乐，你就可以更属灵，你就跟着他跑。
And how about our assemblies? Our churches.
那我们自己所在的教会的光属灵的光景又如何呢？
Are we stuck?
我们是不是也是卡在中间？
Doing the same thing over and over, but it doesn't seem like we're falling behind, not moving forward.
我们每个礼拜都是例行公事，做同样的事情，我们好像没有觉得我们在往前进步，相反的，我们好像一直在退步。
When did his assembly become our assembly?
哪一天我们可以看见神的教会变成我们的教会？
When did his ministry become our ministry?
我们什么时候看见他的执事成为我们的执事呢？
You remember the story when the children of Israel had to contend with the Philistines and Goliath came up every day and challenge somebody to a duel.
你记得旧约里头以色列人的对头腓力士人每天向他们挑战，那个哥利亚跑出来说向他们单挑。
Every day, the army of Israel got dressed up in their armor.
每天以色列的部队穿着军装出来。
And they blew the trumpet, da, 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 da.
吹着号角
，They raised up their flags and said Hallelujah，
把这个哈利路亚的旌旗高高的举起。
And、then Goliath showed up and they all said goodbye and they ran away。
然后这个巨人哥利亚出现，一哄他们逃都来不及。
Well, are we stuck？
是不是我们的生活中有这些情形呢
？I'm just wanting us to be honest about it. I'm sorry I've depressed some of you. I see.
我很抱歉让你们很沮丧。
But actually, it may be good news.
但实际有福音。
It's when you get stuck, you might get desperate. It's when you get desperate, you might hear the Lord. It's when you hear the Lord that something might happen.
因为你如果没有来到这样一个危机时刻，你不会遇见主。你如果遇见主，神会向你说话启示。
As long as it is called today.
所以这里说到，趁着还有今天。
God has something to say to us.
神对这个危机时刻有话语要说。
Have you been listening in these days?
这几天你在这里耳朵竖起来听了没有？
Well, my responsibility is to speak something on this matter in Ephesians of the eternal purpose of God.
我这次的责任是把在以弗所书中间所启示的这个永远的旨意来让我们一起追求。
And as long as it is today, even if you're stuck, this might be just for you.
这里说到，只要趁着还有今天，我们如果知道自己是卡在那里不前不后，
你现在有个机会。
Now first I want to say something, because we'll be walking around in the letter of the Ephesians.
我们这次会把以弗所书来解析一下。
But the first thing I'd like for us to do is respect Ephesians and the depth of the spiritual life that is told us in this letter.
首先我要让大家知道这本书的对象，这个以弗所的教会他们属灵的光景。
Now many of us, I think, probably say, maybe next to the Gospel of John, Ephesians is one of our favorite books.
可能我们中间有一些人，你在这许多的新约圣经里头，你最喜欢的第一本书可能是约翰福音，第二本书可能就是以弗所书。
It has all of these wonderful truths in it.
因为这里面有许多奇妙的真理写告诉我们。
The eternal purpose of God.
比如说这个词汇与神永远的旨意。
Living in the heavenlies.
我们活在属天的境界。
Stewards of the mysteries.
我们做神奥秘式的管家。
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
那神测不透的丰富。
The manifold wisdom of God.
神百般的智慧。
Filled to all the fullness of God.
我们被神的丰满所充满。
A dispensation unto the fullness of time.
然后在神这个时间满足的时候
，The Christ，
这里讲到那基督
，Wonderful things，
这些词都是奇妙的词汇。
And thank God we all have Ephesians in our Bible。
我们每一个人圣经里面都有这一卷以弗所书。
But I wonder if we don't know a little too much of the knowledge of it。And not enough of the reality of it.
我害怕的是，这本书我们知道了许多关于这些词汇的知识，但是我们从来没有活在这个属灵的实际的里面。
I think the just like the book of Revelation.
正如启示录也是一样。
It can only be understood in its fullness with spiritual maturity.
你要能够经历启示录所讲的。你自己属灵的生命必须达到成熟。
Now to think we could just study a book of the Bible without any spiritual development is really to not understand the Word of God.
如果我们有一个错觉，认为我只要能够好好的把圣经中某一卷书读通了，那我就行了。但是你其实没有属灵的经历来配合，这些都没有意义。
At the very beginning of the book of Revelation, it says it was given to his bondservants and revealed to bondservants, those who hear and listen and obey the word of God.
那么如果你注意看这个启示录的时候，它的开头说得很清楚，这卷书是对一个特定的对象来说话的，这个对象是耶稣基督的仆人。
Now you can read the book of Revelation whether you're a Christian or not.
不管你是基督徒或者不是基督徒，你可以去读。
And some people in this world are making movies out of the Book of Revelation.
好莱坞甚至拍成电影。
They have no idea what's going on.
电影拍他的，但是他根本就不懂启示录到底在讲什么。
We can read, we can have knowledge, but do we have understanding?
我们可以有这些书的知识，但是你有没有他人真实的理解属灵的理解呢？
You know, when I was in school training for the ministry in seminary, I took a graduate doctoral seminar in a subject.
我回想我自己当年在神学院的时候，我曾经要修这门课的时候，这个是属于神学院里面博士课程。
Now I wasn't a doctoral student, but the professor let me join the seminar.
我自己并不是要去读博士，可是为要读启示录这个。博士的指导的教授允许我去参与
and,
听这个课。
And then I got the books that I had to read for the seminar.
然后教授给我厚厚一本书。
And I opened it up.
我把书打开来。
Well, there were English words there.
全是英文。
But there was a lot of Hebrew, a lot of Greek, a lot of German, and a lot of Latin.
然后除了英文之外，还有拉丁文，有法文，有德文。在这个 希伯来文在这个书里头。
Now to get a doctor's degree at seminary, you had to know Latin, German, Greek, and Hebrew.
所以你要得神学博士，在这个学校的话，他对你这个学生的要求是，你要知道这么多不同的语言。
Now I read that book.
我读了。
But did I read it? Did I understand it?
但是我懂吗？
I don't think so.
我不懂。
Now we have this wonderful letter of Ephesians before us.
那现在同理以推，我们有以弗所书在我们面前。
It marks the summation of the revelation of Jesus Christ that Paul had gained through the years of his life in the Lord.
这本书是保罗一生把他所认识、所得到的启示做了一个一生的总结，才写出这本书来的。
Now it's true, when he got saved, he saw the heavenly vision.
是的，他得救的那一天，在大马色，他看见这个天上的异象。
But for the rest of his life, that heavenly vision was translated it down into his calling.
然后在后来的日子里头，他才慢慢慢慢把这个属天的异象一步一步变成他的呼召。
Christ became his calling.
基督成为他的呼召。
Christ became his message.
基督成为他的信息。
Christ became his life.
基督成为他的生命。
Christ became his pursuit.
基督成为他追求的目标。
And now he's writing there in jail from this heavenly perspective.
然后他自己又被关在监牢里头，他开始从属天的眼光写这本书。
Now I'm glad you all read the book of Ephesians.
我很高兴你们都读过这本书了。
But it's time for us to appreciate that Paul is coming from a heavenly position.
但是你要知道，保罗讲这本书的时候，他是从一个属天的角度来看的。
We might rightly ask the question, is Paul living in eternity or is he living in today?
那么我们就问这个问题，保罗写这封信的时候，他是在永世里面讲话呢，还是他在今天讲话？
Now when we look at this epistle to the Ephesians or Colossians or Philippians,
当我们来读保罗的监狱书信，不管是以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书，
we see some wonderfully high ground here.
我们就看到他讲到许多很高的层次。
And I think sometimes we, in our hunger for knowledge, have run into things that we've yet to experience.
那么我们从一个求知的角度来看，我们很喜欢去读许多的书，但是读归读，我们没有经历过。
Now, when Paul writes this letter to the Ephesians, we see that something's different.
保罗写这本以弗所书的时候，我们看见有许多特点。
Now we who've read Romans or Galatians or Corinthians, we can appreciate Paul's precept upon precept, explaining of the doctrines of Jesus Christ.
我们去读他的罗马书的时候，你能够发现他的这个逻辑性，他的每一个真理有非常仔细的讲解。
But when we open the letter to the Ephesians, there's a torrent of living waters flowing down from heaven upon us.
但是当我们来到他这本以弗所书的时候，我们忽然间发现这本书充满着这个江河的活水流出来。
When we see Paul's sentence structure, we realize how much he is soaring in the heavens.
你来读他的语法语句的时候，你就会发现他是从属天的角度来说话的。
Just as an example, you know, in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 through chapter 1 verse 13, I believe.
我们看第一章第三节跟十三节。
Is all one sentence.
它是一句话。
He just moves from one great reality to the next great reality. He can't stop. He just keeps putting commas. He's driving American English translators crazy.
他的语句，因为这个他要讲的这个属灵的丰富是这么样的大，一句话讲完又另一句话，再用另一句话继续不断的让 翻译圣经的，尤其翻译成英文的圣经的这些翻译的人头大的要命。
Paul has come to a fullness of understanding that brings him heavenward, no matter what he touches.
所以在保罗这个丰富的生命的经历的里头，他把这个属天的水流要倾倒下来的时候，他不管碰到什么都是活的。
I know you know the book.
我知道你读了这本书。
Paul just starts with simple blessings.
开始的时候，他一个很简单的祝福开始的。
And suddenly these blessings are the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. And suddenly Paul is up in the heavenlies disclosing the mystery from the beginning of the age.
然后从这个祝福，你就会发现他就把我们带到天上去，看到在创世以前。
No matter where he starts, he rises up in glory.
他每碰到一个点，都把我们带到永世的荣耀里头去。
He's soaring so high, he has to stop. Say, wait a minute, I better pray so that the saints can catch up.
他讲了这么多的奥秘的时候，他觉得还需要好好冷静下来，为圣徒祷告，否则他们不知道我在讲什么。
Then he starts chapter 2. Now we were dead in our trespasses and sins.
然后到了第二章开始的时候，他讲我们本来都是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
But there he goes again. And within a few verses, he's got us seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
然后才讲完这个点，他马上就带我们又到了天上去，与基督同坐在天上。
And no matter where he starts, he rises in his understanding.
每一次他从一个低点切入，然后马上就把我们带到了属天的高点。
If he touches marriage, he brings it into the mystery of Christ in the church.
他即使讲到最基本的人与人之间的婚姻的关系，但是他一下又指到基督与教会身上去了。
This is an amazing book.
这本书是奇妙的书。
And right in the middle of it, he has this phrase, eternal purpose.
然后他在这本书里面给我们看见这个独特的词汇，永远的旨意。
Now, since it's right in the middle, I just want to take us backwards, and then tomorrow afternoon go forwards.
今天我是先看后面，然后明天我再看前面。
Because in this process, in this eternal purpose, the manifold wisdom of the cross is seen, working out in today.
所以我们能够看到他提到神百般的智慧表现在十字架的这件事情上，如何让这个智慧今天让我们经历。
First, it was the wisdom of the cross that brought us into today.
你就要注意他告诉我们这一个十字架的百般智慧是把我们带到今天的秘密。
And then looking forward, it's the manifold wisdom of the cross that brings the eternal purpose in us.
然后又在这一个神百般智慧的这个十字架里面跟与我们的关系是什么？
All right, so let's just deal with today.
那我们来看今天。
Back to today.
我们回到今天。
Today is the day of our salvation.
今天是救恩的日子。
If you don't know Jesus Christ and you're not saved, you're not living in today.
如果你活在你还没有认识耶稣基督的救恩，没有经历他救恩的喜乐，你不是活在今天。
By the grace of God, we have been brought into today.
我们因着神的恩典，我们就来到了他的救恩，带我们到今天。
You know, the world rulers never understood God's plan in the cross, or they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
世上的君王没有人认识神的智慧，不然的话他不会把耶稣钉在十字架上。
You know, Satan never understood the wisdom of God in the cross, or he never would have put Jesus to death.
撒旦从来没有明白过神把他的智慧 隐藏在十字架的这个真理里头，否则的话，他不会把耶稣钉上十字架。
But now, because of what Jesus did on the cross, the manifold wisdom of God is seen in us, because we can live today by the grace of God.
所以今天我们能够经历耶稣基督十字架的救恩，就让我们有今天的恩典活在他面前。
When was your today?
你的今天什么时候发生过的
？When was the mystery of Christ revealed to you？
基督的奥秘什么时候你的生命中开始经历了
？When did you see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ？
你哪一天忽然间看见神的荣耀在耶稣的脸上显现出来
？That was your today。
那一天就是你的今天。
I'm so glad I live today。
我很高兴。神让我
带到今天 by the grace of God,
这是神的恩典
I was dead in my sin.
我原来是死在过犯中的人
Then the Lord saved me, and now I live today.
但是感谢神救了我让我活在今天
Now Paul takes these Ephesians back to the days when they were first saved.
保罗在写这本书的时候把这些以弗所的圣徒带到他们蒙恩的那个点。
The new life of Christ in us is expressed in three things, faith, hope, and love.
这个生命的起点是信心，是盼望，是神的爱。
You'll find in many of Paul's epistles this mentioning of this basic life of faith, hope, and love.
所以保罗的许多的书信都是来到这个三个点上。
Now Paul spends a long time talking about God's love for us in Christ Jesus.
他的书信里面一直告诉我们神的爱与我们的关系。
And when we're saved and realize this love of God,
当我们得救的那天，我们领会了神的爱是怎么一回事。
How wonderful it is!
是何等奇妙。
You know Ephesians 1:4.
以弗所一章四节。
You were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, that you would be blameless and holy before him in love.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因他爱我们，就按着自己的旨意所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
And of course, the love word that he chooses to use here in Ephesians is grace.
另外他喜欢用的一个词汇就是恩典。
His grace has been lavished upon us.
他把这个恩典就倾倒在我们的身上。
By grace, you have been saved through faith.
因为他的恩典，我们能够因信得救。
And he shows us at the very beginning,As we're saved by grace, that already we have an important part in the eternal purpose of God.
他就让我们这些蒙恩的人，因为我们信了他的儿子，神的恩典临到我们，我们就开始跟神这个永远的旨意挂钩了。
From the moment we get saved, we already have a job in heaven. Did you know that?
我们得救的那一天，我们已经在天上找到了一份差事。
What's your job?
你的差事是什么
？You still going to be playing piano in heaven？
你到天上还要不继续弹琴啊
？Oh, Ephesians 2:7 tells you your job.
二章七节告诉我们的职业是什么，在天上。
So that in the ages to come, that means forever, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
第七节，他要将极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩惠，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Up in heaven, there's a trophy room.
在天上有一个奖牌室。
Jesus has won many trophies.
耶稣得到很多的奖章。
They're all up there on display. Do you see them?
在天上展示着。
There's you and you and this guy sitting down.
你还有我坐在这里。
And over there you look and you see all of these are trophies of his grace and his kindness.
那么我们每一个人都是耶稣的那一个见证， 摆在这个陈列室里面，说到他的恩典的丰富。
Whenever an angel has had a rough day, they just go into the grace room and look at these trophies and say, "Oh, God's love."
那如果天上的一些天使已经很辛苦、很不愉快的时候，跑到这个房间去看看神的恩典多么丰富。
Already you've got a job forever.
所以你在天上就已经有一个工作神给你了。
The angels just look at you and they say, "Boy, what God did to change that center."
每一次天使看到阁下，就要叹为观止，上帝怎么能够拯救这个家伙？
Now the brothers and sisters in Ephesus knew this love and this grace of God, and it was said of them that they had first love back for him.
所以这样的罪人能够蒙恩，然后这样的罪人能够回过头来报答神的恩典、神的爱，这是神的荣耀。
That's our new life, a life of love.
这是爱的生活。
This is our new life, a life of faith.
这是信心的生活，新的生活。
Can you believe it?
你相信吗？
We ask the Lord to forgive us our sins, and suddenly our burdens are lifted.
当我们认我们的罪，求神赦免我们的罪的时候，我们心里这些压的重担就忽然间解除了。
We sense the power of God.
我们感觉到神的能力。
And we find out in Ephesians that we were dead, but he quickened us.
这里告诉我们，我们本来是死在罪过犯之中的，他现在让我们活过来。
How much power does it take to quicken a dead man?
你要让一个死人能够醒过来，这需要何等大的能力？
Oh, this great power of God. And then to reconcile us to God.
然后不但叫我们活过来，还要跟这位活的神去和好。
We live by faith.
这是靠着信心而活。
And we see by faith.The victory in Jesus.
我们凭着信心能够看见在基督里的得胜。
You know, in Ephesus,
在这本书里面
the brothers and sisters, according to Acts chapter 19,
使徒行传第九章
in their early days as Christians, they faced a lot of spiritual conflict.
在这些基督徒早年刚刚教会开始的时候，他们面临很多很多属灵的冲突。
There were people who were demon-possessed.
有些人被鬼附了。
There were people involved in witchcraft.
有的人在那里搞巫术。
And when they heard this,
但他们蒙恩的就听见福音。
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and world rulers of this darkness.
所以那些圣徒就了解，我们今天不是与属血气的征战，我们乃是与空中属灵的征战。
Now for us, that may be some kind of general categories of angelic beings.
我们好像有一个魔龙的概念，好像我们跟这空中这些邪灵征战。
But in Ephesus, they knew the principality was Artemis.
但是这些书信里头，他是很清楚的，我们跟哪一个黑暗的势力在斗争。
Behind that statue of Artemis in that temple, there was principality putting that whole city in a spiritual bondage.
他就说到，在这个城里面有一个庙，这个庙里面有一个偶像，他所代表的邪灵的势力要怎么样把它捆绑。
And they saw by faith the victory over spiritual power.
所以他们靠着信心来打这场征战的时候，他们可以宣告耶稣的得胜。
And then suddenly, living in today, they had a blessed hope within them.
所以神把他们带到今天，在这个征战里面，他们就有盼望得胜。
When you just look at the Hebrew, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12,
你如果读第二章第十二节
just notice the end of that verse.
注意这个十二节的结束。
The Gentiles had no hope and were without God in the world.
这些外邦人没有指望，没有神。
No hope.
没有指望。
No God.
没有神。
But now today, Abba Father.
但今天却可以呼求这位神，阿爸父亲。
And the mystery among the Gentiles, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这些外邦的奥秘乃是说基督是我们的盼望。
From the very beginning of today, they had faith, hope, and love.
今天我们有信心，有盼望，有爱。
But immediately a work begins to bring all of these things in all of our life before the Lord himself.
然后我们这些蒙恩的罪人，神把我们通通带到基督的面前。
So when Paul heard of their faith, hope, and love, he prayed that they would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
当保罗听见这些外邦人活出神的爱、神的盼望、神的信心的时候，那么保罗就跪下来为他们祷告。
You know, in their service, in their witnessing, in their worship, in their seeking,
在这些圣徒中，他们在那里敬拜神，他们在那里侍奉神、寻求神的时候
，a focus is needed in the Christian life.
那么在这一切的活动中，必须有一个焦点。
It's not enough to know you're saved.
仅仅知道自己得救还不够。
Until you know the Savior.
你必须认识救你的这个救主。
It's not enough to know you're forgiven, but to know the Forgiver.
仅仅知道我的罪得赦免还不够，你还要认识这位赦免你的主。
So Paul prayed that their eyes could be opened.
保罗就祷告说，神啊，开他们的眼睛。
So that they could begin to see that all is in Christ.
让他们能够看见一切神的丰富都在基督里头。
They were led by the Spirit to become focused upon Christ as their beginning and their end.
然后保罗的祷告就是说，让这些基督徒的经历都能够从四面八方焦聚在他儿子耶稣基督的身上。
He says, "Do you know your calling?"
他说，你认识你的呼召吗
？It's all wrapped up in the hope of His calling.
这个呼召乃是他的呼召。
And so Paul prays that they could begin to see Christ in everything.
然后保罗就继续祷告说。盼望这所有的圣徒们能够认识基督。
I looked in our little hymn book, but I see we don't have the hymn book the hymn song himself.
哦，在我们的大会的诗歌里头没有这一首诗叫做他自己。
But I think you all know the song, right?
但是我们很多人应该会唱。
Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord.
从前我要的是祝福。今天要的是主。
You see, until that happens, we have a lot of components of our Christian life, but they all seem separated somehow.
你不认识这个真理之前，我们每次在神的面前，我们有今天要这个，明天要那个，明天后天要那个，都是分开来的，四散的。
And then the Lord begins to bring by His Spirit our understanding that all these things are together in Christ, all in all forever. Jesus will I sing. Everything in Jesus, and Jesus, everything.
慢慢在保罗的祷告里面，圣灵就做工，让我们从这个四散的祷告的所求各式各样不同的恩典、不同的祝福里面，通通汇总于一切都在基督里。
Now the Spirit is working us toward an understanding of this eternal purpose.
慢慢圣灵就把我们带到神这个永远的旨意的里头去了。
We're beginning to see Christ, our wisdom.Righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption.
一步一步，我们就开始认识基督是我们的成圣，基督是我们的荣耀，基督是我们的称义，等等等等，都在基督里面汇总。
But at the same time, our focus is being centralized upon Christ. Another work is at work within us.
当我们这样子开始有这个认识的时候，神同时又在我们的生命中做一件事。
All those components of our Christian life, we're trying to balance them in our own strength, and they begin to make us stuck.
我们在这样的追求的里头，我们一样一样的在那里追求，都是靠着自己的努力，靠着自己的聪明，靠着自己的热心，然后我们又被套牢了。
How our devo's going bad.
那么我们就这个我们的自我就受伤了。
So somebody says, "Well, pray more and read more."
然后人家说不够，你再继续祷告，继续读经，继续努力。
Oh, we're serving God till we're exhausted.
然后我们拼命服侍到精疲力尽。
Now, what should we do as long as it is called today? Serve Him more.
然后趁着还有今天，再继续拼吧。
All of these parts. Oh, my position at church. You know, I'm the Sunday school superintendent.
我是我们教会主日学的总监。
It's causing such problems.
哎呀，给我这么多的头痛。
But we follow the leader, but he's taken us so far, and now he's saying, I don't know what to do.
那我们跟随这个领袖，结果领袖走走，他说我也不知道下一步怎么走。
At the same time, we're seeing Christ is everything. We're seeing we're nothing.
一面我们说基督是一切，但另一面我们看见我们是什么也不是。
And if we see that, we realize we're stuck.
所以当我们这样子经历的时候，我们又发现来到一个危机时刻，卡在那里了。
Now you don't know you're stuck unless you've really tried.
你只有在那里努力想要奋斗，想要更属灵的时候，你才会有这个精力卡在那里。
Now we're not talking about those people who say, you know, we can't do anything, Christ has to do everything, and they never do anything.
我现在不是讲的有一些属灵，所谓属灵的基督徒说我们啊什么也不用做，我们基督做一切，那他们什么也没做。
You don't know what it really means to get stuck unless you've really tried.
你永远不会有这个卡住的感觉，除非有一天你在那里立志要努力。
That's when the law gets to working in us. I can do it. I can do it.
所以这个律法在我们上就有要求，我要努力，我要明天要干得比今天更好。
Oh, we're coming to the end of our railroad track, but I can do it.
可是你不知道，你这个已经火车开到了这个轨道的终端了，你说你还可以继续拼下去。
We know everything externally, but we don't know for sure internally what we know.
所以你就会发现，有很多的基督徒是在外面拼老命，里面空空的。
We're just like the children of Israel at the river, stuck.
我们就有以色列人来到这个迦南地的河边，我们卡在那里，前也不是，后也不是。
And when you're there, you're very close to the eternal purpose.
但是好消息是，当你来到这样的一个尴尬时机，你离神的永远的旨意很近了。
Now the writer of Hebrews doesn't use the word eternal purpose, but he defines eternal purpose, and what is that?
希伯来书的作者并没有用这个词汇“神永远的旨意”，但是他用另外一个方式来表达。
Rest.
他表达他怎么说呢？安息。
We're so close. There's the rest, just across that river. We can't get there, but we see it.
他指出那个安息，我们是这么的近。但是到不了。
Now you see, being stuck is good news.
所以你卡在那里是好消息。
Now we're so very near.
因为我们很近了。
Just stay with me a couple more minutes. We'll see if we can get across that river.
再过两分钟，让我们试试看能不能过得去。
The first thing we have to realize is that the Holy Spirit has been engineering our getting stuck.
我们这个时候你就要了解。这整个的过程是圣灵在那里安排的，让我们卡在那里。
We try so hard.
因为你在那里努力。
Now only God can fulfill His purpose, but we want to fulfill it.
我们要知道，这样的神的工作只有神自己能够成就，但是我们说，我们也试试看。
Go ahead, try to build a bridge. Go ahead, try to ride a donkey across the river. It won't work.
所以你在那里试，有的人造桥要过去，有的人骑一个驴要过去。都没用办，没办法。
The Holy Spirit has brought us into a circumstance that's got us stuck.
所以你就会发现，圣灵就把我们带到一个死角，我们卡在那里。
And we're stuck in the waiting room where God will come and meet us.
我们好像就卡在一个等候室，等什么呢？等神找到你。
Now, all right, let's do the bad news first. Now we're stuck.Because something else has to die.
为什么？因为神要我们经历一个什么？有一样东西必须先死。
We just haven't let go of it yet. Something else has to die.
因为你把它抓得很紧，你不放手。
So Jacob was stuck.
你看雅各也是一样。
Right? What do you do when you get stuck?
雅各卡在那里是他做什么？
Move.
他说向前走啊。
Jacob was stuck with his brother who promised he was going to kill him. So Jacob decided to leave town.
他的早年，他的双生兄弟，他卡在那里，他的哥哥决定要杀掉他，他怎么办？逃。
Of course, then he got stuck with Laban, and he had to leave town.
逃，又碰到他的舅舅拉班，一卡又卡了二十年。
Then he got stuck in Shechem, and he had to get out of town.
离开他的舅舅，又卡在世界，又不能动，再逃。
And only when he got back to Bethel,
然后他来到了伯特利。
Did he find rest?
哎，他就终于可以安息了。
Now you know Bethel means house of God.
因为这个伯特利的意思就是神的家。
But he didn't find rest because he got back to Bethel.
他来到伯特利，他没有休息。
He got back there and saw the Lord in Bethel.
他在那里遇见神。
And called the place El Bethel, the God of Bethel. That's what brought him into rest.
然后他遇见神的面，他叫那个地方叫做 El Bethel， 然后他才真正得到安息。
Oh, there's so many servants of God who are stuck, just like Paul. And the Lord would come and say, why do you kick against the goads? You keep trying to do things your way.
有很多神的仆人就跟当年的保罗的经历一样，他在那里神向他抗议，你靠你自己，你现在为什么用脚踢刺呢？踢刺是难的。
Then we've heard a lot in the last few days regarding Isaiah when he was stuck and John when he was stuck.
我们过去的几堂里面，我们听到神的仆人说到以赛亚卡在那里，约翰卡在那里。
But let me ask you one question.
让我问你一个问题。
Once they came to the end of themselves and they met God, were they still stuck?
那这个问题就是说，当他们来到他们人生的末路的时候，神遇见他们，那他这个卡住有没有出路呢？
No, they weren't stuck. Do you know what the letter of Ephesians is? Do you think Paul is stuck? When you read this, do you think Paul is stuck?
当你读这卷书的时候，你有没有感觉保罗是被卡在那里的呢？
Is he stuck in today?
他是不是被今天卡住了？
You know what his today is? Jail.
因为他的今天是监牢。
But he's unstoppable.
他即使在监牢也绑不住他。
He's buoyant.
他这个人的灵是上升的灵。
He's not held down by today.
他不被地上的今天绑在那里。
After Isaiah saw his vision, he was completely undone. But he was unstuck.
他以赛亚书在以赛亚这个先知在第六章看见那个坐宝座的神之后，他就被释放了。
Do you see? Do you see where we're heading with this?
你看见我要讲的这个点吗？
The Holy Spirit's whole desire is to bring you into the fullness of Christ in all His reality.
圣灵有一个意思，他要把我们每一个圣徒们带进基督丰富的这一个实体里头去。
And so what is this eternal purpose?
神永远的目的要干嘛？
Well, my topic was the pursuing the eternal purpose.
我的重点这一次大会里面给我的乃是追求神永远的旨意。
But I don't want to put it that way. Please forgive me, brothers, for suggesting the topic.
但是我觉得我要把这个题目稍微改一改。
I think the real key is this. We're stuck. Until we're arrested by the Christ of the eternal purpose.
我们其实是卡在那里，除非有一天你遇见这位永远旨意的神，你才有自由。
One day as we're stuck, he comes and meets us.
在我们卡在那里的时候，耶稣来遇见你。
We not only see that he is the end of God's plan.
你不但看见耶稣是神旨意的终结。
But we see that he's the only one who can fulfill God's plan.
你要看见他是唯一可以满足神永远旨意的那一位。
And he takes away those things from our life, that last thing, that self, whatever it is.
他要把我们生命中的那个己把我们夺去。
And once he's apprehended us,
然后他把我们抓住。
Then the eternal purpose pursues you.
然后你就会发现这个神永远的旨意其实他是追寻你。
Now many of us have talked a lot about the eternal purpose.
我们很多人讲这个题目。
I don't believe you can see it apart from Christ of the eternal purpose.
但是我不相信你能够得着神永远的旨意，除非你看见基督在这个里面的角色。
It's a little hard to explain, but I would just say, you know, I used to be a minister of some importance.
我知道这个题目要把它讲清楚是非常困难的，但是我知道我自己当年是一个牧师。
I thought what I did was very important for God.
而且我知道我所做的对神来讲非常重要。
And so he took it all away.
然后有一天神把我这一切的很重要统统拿光了。
He said, now you can't do anything for me.
然后他说你什么也不能做。
But watch what my son can do.
我要你看我的儿子能做什么？
And I began to watch the Lord Jesus fulfill His purpose in His church.
然后我就看见神在他自耶稣基督在他自己的教会里面来做成他要做的工。
And found I had a place in cooperating with this with His purpose.
然后神就让我看见，在他做的这个工作的里头，我有其中的一份。
Now have I left you stuck?Are you stuck?
你被卡住吗？
We can talk all the talk we want about vision, all the talk we want about eternal purpose.
我们可以在这里一直讲关于意象，关于神永远的旨意。
But if you're truly stuck, it's good news as long as it's called today.
如果趁着今日你知道自己是被卡在那里，你有希望。
You're about to have an interview with Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣要跟你有一个约谈
，and you'll learn to fly.
你跟他遇见了以后，你就可以飞了。
Undeniable, unstoppable.
是
，buoyant.
因为他的旨意是不能够否定的，是不能够拦阻的，是一个上升的。
How can you look at today and be buoyant?
你如果仅仅看到今天。你飞不起来。
John, how can you look at the state of these seven churches and overcome?
如果使徒约翰只看到七个教会那个可怜的属灵的光景，他能不灰心吗？
John was the best and the last of the apostling that could be done to build the church.
在当时，使徒约翰是硕果仅存的一个可以建教会的神的工人。
And still the church was in decline.
但是他也没有办法能够拦阻这一个正在退化退步的教会。
Then Jesus came to him in a vision and said, move over, John. I'm the high priest of this church.
然后你在异象中就看见主向他显现，是以大祭司的身份显现，就叫约翰你靠边站。你看我能做什么？
And I know how to bring my bride out of this.
我能够在这样不可能的情形里面把我的心腹做出来。
And John went soaring right through the whole book of Revelation.
然后你就可以看到这整个的这一卷书，就看到我们这一个弟兄从巴摩海岛怎么样被提到空宝座去。
He was set free by the glorious vision of who Jesus Christ was.
当他看见了耶稣基督到底是谁的时候，他就真自由了。
Brothers and sisters, let's not aim low, just continuing on with our stuck version of life.
我们不能够把我们的眼睛老是看在我们今天这一个不正常的光景。
There's someone who wants to apprehend us and bring us from today into eternity.
今天你需要有一位主来把我们从今天的今天的光景带到永远的那个境界里头。
Now I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave you stuck until tomorrow afternoon.
很抱歉，我要让你们今天还继续卡在这里，明天下午再讲。
May the Lord meet you before then.
愿主今天碰到你。
Our Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ who sets us free.
我们的天父，我们实在感谢你，借着你儿子耶稣基督，让我们真自由。
Oh, set us free from ourselves and our lousy little routine.
让我们从我们自己里面被得自由，也让我们从这一每天所谓的例行公事里面得自由。
Lord, forgive us if we get so Laodicean that we're satisfied with where we're at.
求你赦免我们，我们今天在一个老底家的光景里面，求你把我们释放出来。
No, we want to be unstoppable, buoyant.
我们愿意成为一个没有任何可以拦阻能够上升的一个你的圣徒。
And even given the limitations of today, not be subject to these limitations.
虽然我们今天是在活在今天的这个有限的境界里头，但是主啊，让我们能够同时在一个无限的里面。
Oh God of eternity, meet with each one of your dear saints who admits that they're stuck and has no way forward except in you.
让我们在今天这样可怜的卡住的贫穷的光景里头，我们能够被你遇见，带我们进到那永远丰富的境界里头。
Open the heavens and come down and show that you're in total control of our lives.
主啊，求你把天的启示给我们，让我们看见你是坐宝座掌握一切的主。
We bow before you, Lord.
我们向你敬拜。
Show us Christ of the eternal purpose.
求主把耶稣基督神永远的旨意放在我们的里面。
We pray in His precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。